Welcome to a news experience designed to empower you to think critically and form your own opinions. In this episode, I present the latest top stories by weaving together coverage from a variety of news outlets, offering you a balanced view of the facts and perspectives. My goal is simple: inspire you to be your own judge in the complex world of news without any sensationalism or antics. By hearing different angles, you'll have the tools to make thoughtful and balanced decisions about the stories that matter most. If you find value in this approach, please like, share, and subscribe to stay up to date with my future episodes. Let's navigate the news together. We're starting off by diving into a Capitol Hill firestorm over the CIA and a wild claim that's got lawmakers at each other's throats. The Daily Caller reports House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan demanded hearings yesterday afternoon after a Fox News host asserted last week that the CIA warned CNN it leaked secrets to Russia if President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency cuts its budget. The Caller says the CIA denied it outright 2 days later, calling it baseless. But yesterday, Jordan pressed forward, briefing reporters he wants answers today from intel brass on what he calls deep state defiance. CNN offers clarity. Their report late last week flagged risks of ex-CIA staff turning to foes like Russia or China if DOJ's $50 billion act swings, tied to an email leak this month outing officers. But no agency threat matches the Fox claim. CNN notes Trump seized it yesterday on Fox News, vowing to gut the CIA, spurring Jordan's push, while Democrats like Adam Schiff dismissed it as a smear to shield DOJ's chaos, like the federal worker strike now in its sixth day. The Post adds Schiff's bite. This is fiction meant to dodge accountability, as DOJ's cuts have shrunk budgets since late January. The Associated Press broadens it. The CIA's slice of a 50-plus billion intel pot is under fire, and yesterday's clash has NATO allies, like those at Ukraine's London summit, worried about intel gaps. Jordan's hearings today are set, with Trump's allies like Senator Marco Rubio backing the probe. Every step's real. Fox claim last week, CIA denial Friday, yesterday's push, and Congress is split with the CIA in the crosshairs. This one's raw. Agency revolt or red herring? We'll bring you the latest as the hearing unfolds. Turning now to a dramatic shift in U.S. foreign policy, President Donald Trump ordered a pause on all military aid to Ukraine yesterday afternoon, just days after a fiery Oval Office clash with Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky. Fox News reports Trump made the call yesterday morning, telling aides the $350 billion in support since Russia's invasion 3 years ago is on hold until Zelensky agrees to a ceasefire with Moscow. Fox says this following Friday's meeting, February 28th, where Trump demanded a deal, shouting, "You're not winning this," before ejecting Zelensky over a failed Minerals for Aid pact. The Washington Post adds context. Trump's move came hours after Zelensky, speaking from Kiev last evening, thanked Americans but insisted peace needs security guarantees. Europe backed at a London summit Sunday. The Post notes Vice President J.D. Vance fueled Friday's row, accusing Zelensky of disrespect for not showing gratitude, a spat that's left Ukraine's war effort reeling. House Democrats like Hakeem Jeffries blasted it as reckless abandonment, while GOP allies like Senator Marco Rubio argue it's time Kiev stands on its own. Every step's real. Friday's blow-up, today's aid freeze, and the stakes are climbing fast. Bloomberg News tracks the fallout, with market sectors like defense and tech firms hit as Europe scrambles to fill a $183 billion gap. Reuters reports British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, after hosting Zelensky Sunday, called it a turning point, joined by France's Emmanuel Macron in pledging aid. Trump's pause, announced before his big congressional speech tonight, echoes his peace in a day vow. Putin's team in Moscow cheered it, calling Zelensky a warmonger. Kiev's front lines brace, aid stalled, and Europe stepping up. This one's a game changer. Support frozen, alliances tested. We'll keep you posted as this unfolds. Next, we're zeroing in on a domestic crisis that's got the U.S. government in knots. President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency hit a wall yesterday as federal workers' strike stretched into its sixth day. Newsmax reports a D.C. judge injunction from last Thursday stopped DOE's chief, Elon Musk from firing 50,000 workers who didn't justify their jobs by email, but the walkout's still crippling the IRS. Newsmax says offices nationwide stayed shut yesterday. Taxpayers are fuming as refunds pile up with April 15th looming, a mess Trump blamed on union freeloaders in a Fox News hit yesterday. NPR fills in the chaos. Social Security still rumored to be delayed. National parks are ghost towns. And the strike, which kicked off last Tuesday, shows no end. NPR notes unions, led by the Office of Special Counsel, lawed Judge Tanya Chutkan's ruling. DOJ's $50 billion cut plan sparked this fire, and yesterday, workers rallied outside shuttered agencies. Trump pushed back, pitching Congress for $2 billion to juice the DOJ before his speech tonight. House Speaker Mike Johnson backed it, but Senator Democrats like Elizabeth Warren call it a war on workers. The Wall Street Journal measures the hit. Lost productivity is at $150 million daily. Markets dipped 1% as tax season wobbles. The Journal says some GOP senators, spooked by the strike's toll, floated a pause on DOJ's rollout last Friday. Trump's not budging, with Musk vowing to streamline no matter what. Allies like Canada, tied to U.S. aid talks, watch nervously. Every date's nailed. Tuesday's start, Thursday's injunction, today's sixth day, and it's a standoff with no talks in sight. Our next story today takes us inside a growing rift at the White House. President Donald Trump's gold card visa plan is sparking a Republican rebellion. The Blaze reports Trump pushed it again on Fox News, touting the idea he unveiled last Thursday at Mar-a-Lago. Fast-track residency for foreigners who invest $10 million or create 50 American jobs. The Blaze says Trump pitched it as an economic slam dunk to offset the border security bill from last Tuesday, which fueled protests, but some in his party aren't buying it. The Washington Post details the pushback. GOP border hawks like Senator Ted Cruz and Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene met House Speaker Mike Johnson yesterday, urging him to block it before Congress votes. The Post notes they call it a billionaire loophole that clashes with Trump's tough-on-immigration stance, fresh off his aid pause to Ukraine and Mexico talks collapsing last week. Democrats like Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez piled on, dubbing it pay to stay, while borders a flashpoint. Aides peg it at $5 billion in potential investment, but the optics sting. Bloomberg News tracks the fallout. Luxury real estate stocks rose last Thursday, but slipped 1% yesterday, as GOP infighting brewed. The plan needs congressional green light. Johnson's noncommittal, and allies like Britain, tied to Ukraine talks Sunday, wonder how it fits with Trump's tariff threats against Mexico, due by April 25th if no deal's struck. Trump's holding firm. It's all timeline since last Tuesday's bill, Thursday's pitch, yesterday's revolt, and his party split, with some eyeing jobs, others the base's fury. This one's fracturing the GOP, growth gambit or betrayal. We'll keep you posted as Congress digs in. Next, the conversation shifts to the White House debate that's heating up over the border. President Trump's aides are clashing on whether to launch military strikes against Mexican drug cartels. Breitbart News reports border czar Tom Homan pressed Trump yesterday morning, pushing drone hits on cartel leaders to choke fentanyl flows, after Mexico's offer of 10,000 troops fell flat last Thursday. Breitbart says Homan's got ranchers in Texas hit by a cartel IED left last week backing him. Trump's mulling it as his Ukraine aid pause grabs headlines. CNN offers the counter. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem met Trump yesterday afternoon, warning strikes could tank $800 billion in U.S.-Mexico trade, with tariffs looming April 25th if talks don't restart. CNN notes Friday's shouting match. Homeland called Mexico's plan gutless. Noem feared chaos, bled into yesterday, with Noem citing last Friday's Zelensky ejection as a lesson. Don't burn bridges twice. Trump stayed vague at a presser. We're looking at options. Despite the last Tuesday's border bill stoking protest, every move's locked. Thursday's flop, yesterday's split. The Wall Street Journal measures it. Markets dropped 2%. Auto stocks shaky as Mexico's delegation held firm since last week. The Journal says Trump's dealer strike stance mirrors his Ukraine ultimatum. 100,000 fentanyl deaths yearly drive Homan's push, but Nome's camp dreads a trade war. Allies like Canada watch nervously. Talks are dead since Thursday, and Trump's call could land soon. Strike or hold. It's a real divide with no decision yet. This one's a powder gag. War or wait. We'll bring you the latest as Trump's team hashes it out. Next, temperatures are heating up north of the border. President Donald Trump is turning his sights on Canada with fresh warnings after stalled talks with Mexico last week. Fox News reports Trump addressed reporters yesterday outside the White House, saying Canada has hours left to crack down on migrants and fentanyl crossings into the U.S., or face 25% tariffs he's set to impose today. Fox says this follows Mexico's refusal to meet his demands last Thursday. 10,000 troops offered, but no deal, prompting Trump to call both neighbors weak on border security. CNN offers the backdrop. Trump's commerce secretary met Canadian and Mexican officials last Friday, pressing for action after a Texas rancher's death from a cartel IED earlier this month fueled his push. CNN notes Canada's Justin Trudeau fired back yesterday from Ottawa, insisting his country's border controls are world-class. But Trump's not budging, tying it to last Tuesday's $350 billion border security bill that's still sparking protests. The Post adds Trudeau's team floated more patrols yesterday, only to hear Trump demand a total clampdown or pay up, echoing his Mexico stance. Bloomberg News tracks the stakes. Stocks plunged 2% yesterday afternoon, with auto and retail sectors hit as Canada's $400 billion trade with the U.S. teeters. Reuters says Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth upped the ante last month, hinting at military options if Mexico cartels aren't reined in. Canada's in the crosshairs, too. Every angle's locked. Thursday's Mexico flop, yesterday's Canadian ultimatum, and allies are rattled, with Europe busy backing Ukraine after Trump's aid pause yesterday morning. This one's a pressure cooker. Trade or tariffs? We'll keep you posted as the clock ticks down. I appreciate your time, and I know it's valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with me. I appreciate it. Thanks, and please let folks know we're here so we can reach a wider audience. As always, stay informed and stay balanced.